prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the second day of June 2021, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a guest. I have one once in a while. She's a lady I've known for a long, long time. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom. And if you listen to this program on shortwave, you listen because she's paying for this hour. And I tell you what, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Before I do that, though, a few announcements to make. Tomorrow is Thursday, of course, and by the grace of God, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Take your phone calls. If you want to just call and say hello, we'd love to talk to you. And we always love new callers. If you listen to the program for a while and haven't called and talked to us, said hi to us on the air or in the office, give us a call tomorrow. Now, if you don't have long distance, you can call toll-free at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you'll save us some money every month if you call us on a toll number at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And we want to hear from you. If you want to just call and say hello, folks, you don't have to order something or give a donation. We want to hear from you. But we are going to be in office tomorrow. I said, take phone calls. Chris will be here to field orders. Judy will be here to help answer the phone. We'll be here full staff tomorrow trying to get everything caught up, and I hope you'll call and say hi to us. And don't forget also that we're offering the Backyard Medicine book. Folks, that is a fantastic book. If you haven't got a copy for yourself, if you do have a copy for yourself even, get a copy for a friend or neighbor that enjoys nature. I was looked online, told me how to find them at a decent price, but I did find them. Regular price, $18.95. They're on sale for $14.95. I did my best to find the best deal I could. And it's a full collar, pictures, with descriptions of the plants, how to use the plants, everything that's in the plant that's usable, from the roots right up to the stems, the leaves, whatever. It's all in this book. And there's something that will fit in your area of the country, no matter where you live. $14.95 includes shipping. It's on special this month. So order it while you can. Now, I will tell you this. The week of the 14th, I'm going to take a week off. Marsh and I are going to take a little trip, but you won't miss me. Deborah Tavares will be sitting in for us. Summer Dre with Superior Mountain Herbs and Kevin Gallagher. You won't miss me at all, but I'll be off that week. But keep in mind the special in the book. I'll be with you next week, of course, for another few days before I take off. But Backyard Medicine and, of course, the two for one on REM sleep and Tranquil are still on special until we're told differently, okay? We're going to have church this weekend, Bible study. I hope you'll join us. We have a phone number now. I know that works, but I think one person used it last week. One person used a phone number to call and listen on. We had a bunch of them watching online. We appreciate that. But if you don't have a computer, you can call and listen to our Bible studies. And this week, I'm going to do we always start at 10:30 Eastern time. We have a testimony time, prayer request time, then play some music. 11:30, we get into current events. Then this time at 1 o'clock, we're going to have guests had on last night, Steve Benoon, to discuss the Noahide laws, folks. This is I knew they were bad, but I had no idea exactly how wicked these things were. So we're going to have him on, hopefully, to discuss that with us from 1 to 2 o'clock. We'll take phone calls in those hours. You can call and talk to us. There'll be a number given out, and it's also be written on the screen behind me if you're watching online. But you can watch online if you want by going to PastorButch.com and click on Live Stream, and there will be. But you can also call us at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We'll get you right into the Bible studies and sessions. I know you love it, folks. And use it. We got that line. We finally got this nailed down. I think we paid for this line. It should be there from now on, hopefully. But use it. That's why we keep inviting you to come and join us. You're part of the family. And also, Mick, New Mexico, asked y'all to keep his wife in prayer. And now y'all know Mick very well. He calls the program quite often. He's been a faithful to the broadcast for years, and he's, well, it seems like I've known him forever, but his wife, Johnny, needs some prayers. Keep Johnny in your prayers, please, all right? That seems very important. When somebody asks for a prayer, let's take it very seriously, and let's do it. We're going to go now to our guest, a lady that I've known for a lot of years. She's spoken at some of her seminars over the years. I've known her about business dealings. I've known her about just being a friend. I've known about radio for a long time. I do a radio show with her three times a week normally, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. I'm a co-host with her. And she is a sponsor of this program. Has been for a lot of years, folks, but now she's actually paying for the shortwave time every week, three nights a week, so we can join you on 1116. And by the way, 6115, 6115. And if you miss us on that hour, or you can't hear it well, at 11 o'clock, go to 3215. 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 3215, for a repeat podcast. And Melody, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me tonight.
Oh, it's good to have you. It always is. And before, I've got to make one more announcement before I forget. Please forgive me for this. But Kevin Gallagher, folks, is the head of Truth Be Told Radio Network. And I will be sure to announce this because this is important. His radio network, Truth Be Told Radio Network, is heard all over the world. But he's got something hooked up now, and I didn't know this, but almost 5 billion people have the Alexa and the Siri and other devices at home that they can, you know, talk to, and they'll look up things for them. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't have one, but you know what I'm talking about. Almost 5 billion people have them around the world. You can listen to this program, by the way, on that, if you have one. Just speak to the device and say, Alexa, play Truth Be Told Radio Network. Play Truth Be Told Radio Network, and there will be at 8 o'clock Monday through Wednesday. And also the Bible studies are on there. The Saturday have Bible study. Just say Alexa or Siri, whatever it may be. Play Truth Be Told Radio Network, and we will be there. Thanks to Kevin Gallagher of Truth Be Told Radio Network. He's been a good friend of the ministry for a long, long time. And Kevin and I go back a lot of years, folks. We really do. So just remember that you can listen to the program on there, plus Bible study. Now, back to our guest. Melody, I'm sorry, but I had to be told. Kevin's been such a good friend of ours for so long, and he's doing our best to help us promote the program, get the truth out to people. And I just want to remember to announce that. I've seen these series and these Alexas. I don't have one, but I've seen them work. They're kind of amazing, but kind of scary, too, if you know what I mean.
I do. Absolutely.
So I don't have one. I don't need another talking voice in the house. I'm married.
Now, Butch, I'll tell you what, I don't have one. I don't like them. But when I'm in someone's home and they say, you know, Siri, play this music, or Siri, turn on the lights, or Siri, it is kind of cool. But I wouldn't want one. But I can see
cool.
The enticement. I can see why people like it.
Well, a lot of these technological devices are fascinating, interesting, but I don't mean to make fun of anybody's got one, but they are spies. They spy on you. They
absolutely
report everything you say and everything you do. So just like a computer does, if you go online, folks, everything you do online is monitored. Every keystroke you make, every phone call you make on your cell phone, or even your home phone is now monitored. That's just the way it is. We live in a free society. As long as you don't say the wrong words. But anyway, Melody has dealt with people for a lot of years now, trying to help them understand the need for precious metals. And folks, the Bible tells us, and people say, why not, preacher? Why do you talk about these things? Folks, I'm a pastor, and the Word of God covers finances very carefully. How do you think there's such a commandment as thou shalt not steal? You have to earn your way. And the money in the gold, the money in the Bible has always been gold and silver. That's what it says. In Proverbs chapter 11, we're told that an unjust weight and measure is an abomination before God. Every time we use a Federal Reserve note, a piece of paper, we have used an unjust weight and measure, and we're cursing ourselves in our nation. And folks, I think that's obvious. And also in Proverbs chapter 13, it says that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children. And that's something tangible. And precious metals have been money ever since the beginning of time. A man understood precious metals. It's biblical. Even Christ was sold for 30 pieces of silver, folks. It's been biblical money for a long time. That's what the money changers at the temple did when they went in and changed the Roman money for silver or for precious metals to be given to the temple sacrifice. They couldn't do that with Roman money. That's what the money changers were doing. And they were crooked to the core, but nonetheless. Mother Seastrom had been helping people understand this for years. And she'd been a blessing to myself and my family for a long time. She really has. Melody, I don't mind saying that in the whole world. I don't mind telling you that in front of you, to your face. You know that. You've been a blessing to myself and Marcia and our my family and my son Patrick especially. You've been such a blessing to us. And I always look forward to talking to you, and I enjoy being with you on the radio.
Well, those are very kind words. Thank you very much. And y'all mean much to me also. And it is important. And I know people think, oh, here they go again, one big infomercial. And it really isn't. Because it really is that important. And I mean, if you want to listen to an infomercial, go to QVC. Those are infomercials where they pitch their wares to anybody and everybody who has, a penny to spend, because they don't care. They just want your sale. And it is true about gold and silver. It is important. It is important to own for so many reasons. And we're facing all of those reasons that are coming to us. And I think everybody knows. Everybody knows, or at least I know your listeners do, Butch. My listeners do. We've got debt too great to be paid. We have a fiat system that brought us to this point. We wouldn't be in this position if it wasn't for the fiat currency.
Very true.
After, if you go back and look at history, 100 years, you can see exactly what they did, when they did it, why they did it, and how they did it. And we can learn so much from that history to where we're going. And it's going to be the same. They will have to replace our monetary system. It's that simple.
And look what they've done to this nation financially in 100 years, folks. I know it seems like a long time, but I'm 72 years old. I've lived almost a quarter of that, three quarters of that. Look what's happened in 100 years to this country. We went over to a fiat currency. Look what's happened to the country. No debt before that in this nation. That lasted. They paid the debts. They had to. They couldn't print money. So that's where we are in America, because we were deceived. The church fell flat on its face clear back in 1913 when they tolerated unjust weights and measures coming on the scene. And we've done the same thing ever since then, only much more, grievous degree. But I want to share this article I mentioned this morning, today in your program, LD, from Greg Hunter's USAWatchdog.com. And I'm going to read the whole thing. But a gentleman named Alistair McLeod says that there's been a new rule made at the Bank of International Settlements, which is the Bank of Banks. That's what that is, BIS, the Bank of International Settlements. And so it's going to drive the price of gold and other commodities a whole lot higher, because they're not going to allow the banks to manipulate gold and silver like they did before. This is changing. And gold and silver is going to skyrocket. Matter of fact, gold is over $1,900 today. Silver is over $2,800. I remember when silver was struggling to get to $1,213. But this is coming to an end with the dollar. The dollar, according to this article, and I'm sure he's right, is going to go down, down, down in value. Because, folks, I don't know how to put this, but goods don't increase in price. they say the same, but inflation, the dollar being worth less, makes it look like the cost of goods is higher, but it really isn't. It's inflation. Now, if there's a shortage of something, then I can understand that. And by the way, we'll get to that in a minute. There are a lot of shortages coming on board already. Meat shortages, grain shortages, they're already in the pipeline. They're coming. But this article says if you don't invest in gold and silver now and buy something tangible to put back for your family, a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I want to leave my children and my grandchildren an inheritance. It won't be a fortune, though, wealthy man. But leaving something tangible that can say that Papa did this for us, and God says start with something in our lives if the world goes on that long. And this is something that you need to pay attention to, because if you're not preparing for the future, as best you don't have to spend a fortune on this. God in heaven knows that's about one silver dollar at a time when they were $3 a piece. But because I did that over the years, folks, it paid off me in the long run, because I listened to wise counsel and followed the word of God. So, when you have people trying to warn you that the banks are not going to be able to manipulate money any longer, fiat currency, and make the gold prices jumping around like a puppet, when you have to end that, gold and silver prices are going to go through the roof, because the dollar is going to drop to nothing. That's the truth. Bill, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I mean, and they change a lot of these laws. They change a lot of the rules and the regulations because they know what's coming, and they're trying to, preserve what they have, and they're trying to adjust. Just like before going into, 2008, what did they do? They changed the bankruptcy laws because they knew what was coming. They knew the number of bankruptcies that they were going to face. So they go in there and change it. This is the same thing. They know what they're going to face. So they go in there and change things. So it makes it harder for you and me, but it makes it better for them. And so I think this is a sign that shows that, they're preparing. They're preparing for a situation.
Mm-hmm. They certainly are. When you see the price of barrel of oil going up to almost $69 a day per barrel, and you watch the price of gasoline going over $3 a gallon about everywhere, someplace over $4, someplace even $5. We know that adds cost to shipping, which is going to add cost to goods, which is going to cause your dollar to buy less. That's the way it is, folks. And now we have the biggest meat company in the world, JBS Meats in Canada, has shut down globally because of cyber attack. That was their excuse anyway. They shut down. They're no longer producing beef and chicken and pork. I mean, they shut down. Now, they may be going back to work, I'm sure, sometime soon, but the price of corn went to $7 a bushel, which increases the cost of raising animals. I just talked to a local farmer yesterday about this price of raising animals now is getting out of sight, so he's going to raise his prices for the meat he sells. Folks, this is part of it, whether it's natural disasters cause it or just paper money. The poultry, chicken, I don't eat pork. If you do, pork it's going up in prices. And, of course, we know now that the World Economic Forum wants to do away with meat altogether, at least natural meat, and make fake meat. And now we have been sold in restaurants. Burger King and others will sell you hamburgers made out of something and not meat. This is all part of the plan to bring this nation or the world, but I'm talking about America, to its knees. And you better have something put back. Storable food, a Berkey water filter, and something of value. And even some gold, and even some guns and ammo. I mean, that's just common sense now. Melody, go ahead.
Well, I think the importance of that hacking into that meat facility is, you have someone that is attacking our infrastructure. And what's next? Electricity? Our power companies? So to some degree, they're testing, I believe. They're testing to see how far they can go.
Yes.
And to me, it's just like, and nothing is being done. So they pay, millions and millions of dollars of fine. And what is our government doing about it? So there, you have someone, a country most likely, attacking our infrastructure. That's war.
It is war. It is war. It truly is. And it always boils down to the fact it hurts the little guy. Folks, yeah. If you watch history at all, the banks and the corporations are not touched. We're the ones get hammered. Go ahead, Melody.
And we pay for it all. We pay for them to do that to us. It just totally baffles me. We say, here's my money. Come take everything I have. I mean, it's just like, it's insanity. Complete insanity. But we do it. Each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm. We do.
It's just like China. You know, we outsourced our inflation to China so they could send us cheap little trinkets to buy. And in the meantime, all of our money is building up their military. It matches the U.S. So we paid for that. And it's insane.
Well,
so what else do you think they're going to do to us?
Well, these are all signals coming to us, Melody, from different people. We're talking about big banks, J.P. Morgan and the BIS and all of them are signaling to the people that something's coming. They're really actually, whether they want to or not, I assume they do, though. The World Economic Forum and all people with that, Klaus Schwab and all of them, are saying something's coming. They're calling it the Great Reset. You can call it whatever you want to. That's what they're calling it. But this is part of the plan, I think, to get people the meat prices so high, the gas prices so high that you can't afford to buy it, and to wean you off this stuff. Get you used to not driving. Get a bicycle. Get you used to not eating real meat. Eat whatever they fix for you and be glad you got it. You know, Wired Magazine said this a while back, fake meat is coming, whether you like it or not. So, what can I say to that?
All for global warming, Butch.
Of course.
Climate change,
the eagles, and yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, all this stuff has come together, and whether you like it or not, folks, you're not planning for the future. Somehow take care of your family. I know a lot of people here tonight are struggling to get to have the bills paid. I know that. And I don't expect you to be able to go out there and say, well, I just want to buy $10,000. I know you can't do that. I'm not saying you can. But do what you can. At least you can buy some canned food once in a while. I know it's not the best in the world for you. But it's something. It's something. Some years ago, I had family members out in Colorado Springs to be specific. They had a blizzard, the worst one, I think, in the history of the city at the time. And Marsha was out there, my wife was out there. And these family members were down, they couldn't get out for days. They were down to the last half pack, I believe it was a half pack of saltine crackers. They're used to going to the store every day and buying as you need it, Melody. We all have been used to that. That could come to an end. If you don't have it on hand in stock, you're not going to have it. That's something to think about very seriously. What if the food isn't there, or if it is there and you can't afford it? It's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, we had a little bit of a taste of that last year when we didn't have toilet paper, but it went beyond toilet paper. There was areas that didn't have chicken. There was areas that you couldn't find meat in the grocery stores. You couldn't find the shelves were bare. There was still something there, but things were limited. You were only allowed to have one can of this. You were only allowed to have maybe two of those. There was no water. And we have such short memories.
We do.
And after something passes, we think that it's not going to happen again. And the way I think, if it happened once, it's going to happen again. It will happen again, only worse.
Everybody
so many of these are just tests. Yeah.
They really are. Everybody thinks it's going back to normal pre 2019 on back. No, it's not, folks. No. That normal's going forever and ever and ever and ever.
Nope.
It's never coming back. Never, never coming back. Don't think because you get vaccinations, you get all this going back. Oh, you'll be turned loose, do what you want to like you did before. No, sir, no, ma'am. It's not going to happen. I promise you, there's something else that'll come down the pipeline. And you've heard of Natural News, haven't you, Melody? Mike added Natural News.
Yes, I have.
He's a very reliable source and a good guy. He put out an article the other day, and I'm just going to read the headline. And I don't want to scare people, but if I didn't tell him, I'd be remiss in what my job is as a pastor. It says, deep state planning false flag attack in order to blame anti-vaxxers and gun owners. This is Natural News. That was on May 28th. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I don't have time to. But they want something to happen again to blame maybe another outbreak. Who knows what's going to happen? But they're blaming on those that didn't get shots and anti-vaxxers. But folks, normal as we ever knew it, even a year and a half ago, is gone forever, and it's never come back. And if you start watching what's going on behind the scenes a little bit, and folks, this isn't hidden. We have to look for it. It's not hidden. It's fulfilling biblical prophecy. It truly is, especially now about America and who we are in the end times. It's fulfilling prophecy. And you have to understand that God expects us to take care of family. The Bible said those who will not provide for their own family have denied the faith and worse than infidel. That's what he said. And infidels do not go to heaven. They do not go to heaven. Melody, I know this is pretty straight, but how else can I put it? The house on fire is burning down. If they don't get up and move, they're going to burn to death.
That's true.
I don't want us to put it. I mean, you know me a long time, Melody. I'm pretty easy to get along with most time. You know, I like to laugh and I like to joke and I do enjoy life. But this is serious stuff. Folks, in less than 2 weeks, I think it's like 30 million Americans are going to lose their unemployment benefits because some states, and they should have done this a long time ago, at least 24, 25 states have stopped the extra benefits for the unemployment that the federal government's giving $300 a week where they can't find workers. So they're stopping the benefits so people go back to work. It's a shame they have to do that, but they're doing that. That's going to mean either they find work right away or they do with less money. Those are things we have to think about because all this affects us. If you live in this country, it affects us. Anything you want to say about that, Melody?
Yeah, it's 3.5 million. And it just goes to show the control that the government...
I thought more than that. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
It just goes to show the control that they have. You know, they give us money, so we spend to help the multinational corporations. They don't go to work. We're going to take it away. We're going to give it to you. We're going to take it away. We're going to give it to you. We're going to take it away. It's just, it's like Pavlov dogs.
Yeah.
It's pushing the people. They're hurting the people to a point wherever they want to take us or them who accept it. And it's scary that they have control over so many people.
It is. It is.
But that's what it is.
If the news media says boo, the people run into houses and hide. And they did it. They proved it worldwide. The news media said, oh, we got a virus coming. And the world shut down. How much more proof do you need than that? That this whole world's controlled by fear.
Yep.
And people are afraid of losing their stuff. And they're going to lose it anyway because they're not putting the trust where it ought to be. And folks, prepare yourself, so I can say. You can call Melody at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. If you have any questions about finances, you can call us during the break in a second. Give us a call here, and we'd love to talk to you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We want to hear from you, and I do mean that. I mean, we're here because you're there. We really are, folks. We really honestly care. Please believe me. Back at the break, don't go away.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. go to NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying.
Alrighty, folks, we are back in the phone lines. I hope you won't call and talk to us. Please feel free to do so. And if you have a question, don't think a silly question, because it's not. 844-769-2944. And my friends, I've been preaching for 40 years, and I've heard a lot of different things. And I know where people come from. I used to think the same thing. The book of Ezekiel talks about, I think chapter 7, about people will throw their money, gold in the streets and silver will be worthless and whatever. But they take that out of context to the point that Israel was being judged, and nothing they had that would save them. They were under God's judgment. Now America is going to face two judgments. The church is going to face the judgment of the wrath of Satan. The wicked will face the judgment of God. The church faces the wrath of Satan first, folks. That's the way the Bible says that in Revelation 13. It says that very clearly. But we will have some refuge if we have something we can barter with of value. But when the wicked are judged, and James chapter 2 tells us this, their riches will be their destruction. Christians do not store up wealth because they're greedy. They don't protect themselves and their families, folks. A big difference between that and a greedy, I don't know what you want to call them. A crook, I guess you could say, that does it any way and get it. They steal, they rob, they cheat. They don't care. They kill because they love the money. But a Christian doesn't put this back for that reason. I didn't put it back for that reason. I put it back to get my home paid for, leave my wife something when I pass away, and my children and my grandchildren something. I don't want to leave this world, if I can help it at all, without leaving my children something that Daddy and Mommy worked hard to get. That's Bible. That is totally Bible. 844-769-2944. And we're going to change gears now, folks. We're going to go from finances. I want to go very quickly to some information on COVID. Because that ties into it, too. COVID has put a financial hurting on a lot of people, has it not, Melody? Melody still there? I don't hear Melody. Is she still
I'm
there?
Here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear. There you go. I said okay. COVID has put a financial hurt on a lot of businesses and a lot of people, has it not?
It really has. I mean, when you shut down the world, yeah, it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
It's gonna hurt.
How many businesses, I can't remember the exact number, I mean, me and business are not going to reopen. Small businesses are out for good. Is that around 4 million, I believe it was, nationwide that are shut for good, I believe.
I don't know.
Their doors.
There's a lot of them. I don't know the exact number, but there's a lot.
And you have to feel sorry for these people, folks. They had a business going. Maybe they weren't millionaires, but they were making a living and working hard to try to do something, take care of themselves, and now they're gone. So, yes, it's hurt.
But you know what, Butch? There's a lesson there, too. I mean, there's a lot of people in business who kept going into debt.
Oh, yes.
Thinking they can do exactly what the government is doing. And then when life happens, because you know what? Life does happen. They're not prepared. And that's the lesson. You have to be prepared for life because things are going to happen. So instead of woe is me and you know, now this is happening and I lost my business. Yes, there were circumstances and, you know, beyond people's control. But what if they had saved? What if they have was able to weather these storms just a little bit better? So.
Yeah, you're right. There's people I feel sorry for, the one that couldn't, that weren't that far ahead yet. But you're right, absolutely right. A lot of these problems are our own doulessness. They truly are. But now they're pushing the vaccines, and folks said this is causing more division in the country. Obviously it is. We have doctors and dentists now who will not allow, and by the way, gymnasiums will not allow vaccinated people into businesses because they shed the protein that causes all these sicknesses. And I have a personal family member, a very close family member, who got the vaccination some months ago and has been basically sick ever since then. They'll get better for a little bit, but then they'll be sick again in a couple of days and get over and go back again. So this, folks, there's a lot to this. But if these vaccines are so good and they're working so well, why do they have to convince people to take them? And why do they have to bribe people to take them? The mayor of New York says, if you get a shot, we'll give you a free hamburger and french fries. And you can watch him on videos and munch on the fries and eat the hamburger. Oh, yeah, you can. And our governor here in West Virginia, this is unbelievable, has a bulldog named, I can't remember now, a real funny name. He said with his bulldog on his lap, he said, if you can't do it for any other reason, do it for my puppy. Can you believe that, Melody? If you can't get a shot for any other reason, do it for my puppy. And I can't remember the puppy's name. But do it for my puppy. I'm thinking, really?
Butch?
Are they that desperate?
Not only are they that desperate, but I think people should be... I mean, look at the way these politicians talk to people. They talk to people like we don't have a brain.
True.
That we can't make decisions for ourselves. That's what they think of you.
They do. That's right.
So, you know, and I'm sorry, but even President Trump said he loved the uneducated. Listen to the basket of deplorables. That's what they think of you. That's how they think that they have to bribe you, that you don't have any sense. And they have to bribe you with a burger. How insulting. These people are shameless. How about giving us the information to
the
where we
information.
Can make informed decisions?
Exactly. Exactly. And quit experimenting on the people. That's what you're doing. By the way, the dog's name is Baby Dog. Baby Dog. And we got calls coming in, and you hang in, caller.
Well, no wonder you forgot that.
Yeah. But hang in, we'll get right to you, folks. 844-769-2944. But our governor is going far beyond giving you a free fry, a free french fry order and hamburger. Our governor, Jim Justice, is going way beyond that. Listen to this, folks. For anybody that's got the vaccine already, we'll get it now. Drawing for a new vaccine incentive lottery program will run through Father's Day on June 20th through August 4th. During the first drawing on Father's Day, the state plans to give away 5 custom hunting rifles and 5 custom hunting shotguns. I do like the fact of giving away guns. The mayor of New York City sure wouldn't do that. But anyway, he's going to give away 5 rifles and 5 shotguns. Also, We'll give out 2 brand new custom fitted trucks and 5 lifetime hunting and fishing licenses. And residents stand to win one of 25 getaways to the state parks. And anyone from 12 to 25 years old gets vaccinated, gets a chance there'll be 2 4-year scholarships given away to 2 different people. So just get your shot. You might get a rifle, a shotgun, or you might get a new truck, but come get your shot. This shot's so great. It works so well. We got to bribe you to take it. That's how good it is. And West Virginia, being such a wonderful state, and folks, I like the state better than most of them, but being such a wonderful state, our governor said we have excess funds just now. I'm not making this up. This is the way he said. We had excess funds from last year in a budget, so we're going to use it to give people incentive to get the vaccination. Now, the vaccination works. It's healthy. People are loving it. Nobody getting sick afterwards. We know it's a lie, but nonetheless, it's so good, we're going to have to bribe them to take it. Now, isn't that amazing?
Yes, it really is.
I mean,
it is. But
it's
disgusting. West Virginia isn't the only state, though.
No, it isn't. And I think we got some. I think we got some of the better gifts, though. Really, I do. But
you do.
But it's an insult. It is an insult. I mean, people are so foolish enough to think this is something they need to do to get. It's an insult. I would think to anybody's intelligence, anybody has more than 2 brain cells should understand this should be an insult to us. They're trying to bribe us to take our medicine now. Be like, good little boy. Just open your mouth and swallow hard. A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Just go ahead and take it. That's an insult. I don't get started. Get angry. Let's go to a call. Let's go to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Well, hello. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing fine.
Just
how you
great.
Doing?
Great. Thank you.
How are you doing, Melody?
Just
I have
great.
A couple of his stuff. I have a couple. I'm Dino Bowman from Wisconsin. I just have a couple of historical things to bring up. How I met you both, and about 5 points. I've
okay.
known Butch for about over 16, 17 years, and Melody, I've met you, Sue, your husband Jim, when you were on James Lloyd's broadcast. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Are you sure it was me?
No.
Dino, keep in mind that Melody's only 39 years old.
Yeah.
You're only 39.
Yeah, only 39. Yeah, yeah. Me, anyway, yeah, go ahead. I'm just pointing like him.
Hey, we're all about 70. I'm 71.
Okay.
Yeah. We're about the same age, yeah.
Not yeah, quite, Dino, but almost.
That's how I met you, Molly, because between Maryland and West Virginia, your locations are not too far apart. I lived here my entire life. And here's some quick points for you. My dad's sister, who was 87, took the vaccination and died a week later.
Wow.
Yep. That's about two months ago.
Who was that now?
My dad's sister. She was 87 years old.
How old's your father?
No, he died 16 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But then
took the shot and died a week later. What did they say killed her?
There was a vaccination. We know that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. Okay, all right.
How old was she?
87.
She was 87.
Okay.
Yeah. And some quick points. The people who took away the gold and silver originally were Lincoln and Nixon. You know that, Butch. You know that,
that's
Melody,
true.
Right?
That's true.
Yes,
that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the government right now has $28 trillion bucks of debt, Melody and Butch, and guess what?
At least.
They're going to give me advice. It's like taking advice from somebody who weighs 500 pounds on how to lose weight.
Very true.
Very true, Dino.
Well, thank you very much, because there's 120 verses, Melody and Butch, in the Bible that rebuke the word debt and usury. Did you know that? 120
Absolutely,
verses.
That's true. Absolutely. The Bible tells those who that the borrower is servant or slave to the lender. We know that. And we're all in debt. Thanks to the federal government, we're all in debt.
It's true.
Go ahead.
120 verses. I'll send you them in my next newsletter because you've been in this same location now, Bush, for how many years?
I've been in West Virginia all my life.
And Molly, how long have you been in this location in Maryland?
Well, I moved here in 2015 because I have family here in here in this area.
Oh, you only moved there 6 years ago. How many children do you have? Bush has three.
Huh. I have my puppy.
She has a puppy.
I have my puppy. Ruby. That is one thing why, you know, doing this for 26 years.
Oh, okay, thank you. Because I have three children myself, and they know who you people are too, and they're I'm a grandfather three times. Yep.
Good for you. Good for you.
I assume you have other callers waiting to call you up, right?
I don't know if they're not yet, but I appreciate the call, Dino. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll send you those verses.
Good talking to you.
Thank you, Dino.
Yeah, please. Well, you know,
what a
he's such
call.
A sweet guy. He's supported us for a lot of years. He's not a wealthy man, but he's been so good to be with us and you know, be part of the family for so long. Folks,
just
the phones are open. Like I said, 844. Yeah, it was 844-769-2944. If you hear a phone ring in the background, it's because the office phones, they're not rolled over. It's my fault. I'm sorry about that. But again, 844-769-2944. Back to the information about COVID. Now, 117 employees at a Sioux Houston area hospital over vaccine mandate, you're forcing us to be human guinea pigs. Now, folks, there's suits coming up everywhere. Matter of fact, they're working right now on class action lawsuits. Like you see on TV, Melody, well, if you were in asbestos, you know, call this, you may have money waiting on you. The same thing's coming forth with this now. I don't know what it's going to lead to, I don't know. But according to the my mind's going to blank. There's people check the workplaces for safety. OSHA said that you have grounds to sue these people if they make you take it. And the employees in Houston Hospital are going to sue. But then EEOC, Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, says they can force you to take it, which is in total a violation of even the American with Disabilities Act. It's totally against the law. They can't make you take it, and to coerce somebody to take it, that's against the rules of the I'm having a hard time my thing. After Germany, then we had the Nuremberg trial. Nuremberg Code said you cannot coerce people to do something that they don't believe in. And now, of course, coercion is, hey, we'll give you a pickup truck, we'll give you a hamburger, and giving free ice cream to children in California to take it. This is all for sure happening, folks. You wonder why we're trying to get you to understand why you should prepare yourself? I mean, I don't know what else I can say to add to that. It's just the way it is. Melody, feel free to speak up.
Well, you know, I know. I've heard directly from people who own businesses that if they have one person that hasn't been vaccinated and they were given the ultimatum, you either go get vaccinated or you can't come to work.
They're open for a lawsuit.
And
really
but
is.
There's so many people that won't know about it. There's so many people, you know, so, you know, little businesses and so forth will get by with it. And it is, you know, I was asked one time, why are you an anti-vaxxer? And I told him, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I says, I just want to know what I'm getting and putting into my body. That doesn't
Absolutely.
Make me an anti-vaxxer. That has become a term used for propaganda to turn us into these, you know, nasty people instead of informed people. You know, they have to tag everybody with names. I'm tired of it. So, no, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
No,
but I want to know what I'm getting. And if I don't like what I'm getting, I have every right to decline it. That does not make me an anti-vaxxer.
Your body should be your property, period.
Wasn't that what they used for abortion?
Yeah, it was. It was. Yes, it was. But that, it don't work this way, though. But it
doesn't work that way, though, with this.
The FDA, folks, this is from the FDA. Pfizer vaccine, 86% of children suffered adverse reactions in trials, FDA document reveals. Now, this is from the FDA. 86%, 86 out of 100 children suffered adverse reactions. This troubling report numbered 144413 only calls into question the use of the vaccine in children that in that age range approved on May 10th by the FDA, according to the FDA press release. During the trials, 86% had adverse reactions ranging from mild to severe. The result of the controversial experimentation can be viewed publicly online. Table 5, Study 2 says frequency and the percentage of adolescents with solicited local reactions by maximum severity within 7 days after each dose. That's ages 12 to 15 years old. 86 out of 100 suffered adverse reactions. I think you'll find in another place article that a couple of them we know had passed away. And we do know for a fact that Daniel Brigham was on my program about a month ago with Power Hour. He had two uncles who took it and went blind. And now there's according to the optometrist and the what they call the other eye doctor surgeons. But anyway, there's 120,000 new problems with eyes since the vaccination come out. Now this will be in this month's magazine, folks, online. You can get Minuteman News, you'll find this. There's more disease now, a problem with the eyes since this vaccination started. And they're warning people about this vaccination. So this is really a serious situation. So nothing is going to go back to normal. Don't count on it. It ain't going to happen. You can take my word for it. It's not going to happen. It's going to get worse in every way possible. And the reason it's getting worse every day is because America has lost her moral compass completely. She denied God back in 1963 in every public forum that they could. And now we're paying the price. We murdered 100 million babies. What's wrong? Murdering a few billion more. They went to Earth population under 500 million. You don't believe me? Look on the Georgia Guidestones. There's about 7 billion people in this world, maybe a little more than that. They went down to 500 million. And they've discussed how they can do it. Even Gates said that if they do vaccines right, now this is Gates saying this, we can lower the Earth's population by 15%. He said that. If we can do vaccinations right, we can lower the Earth's population by 15%. This is what we're facing. So are you ready for what's coming? Are you prepared? Have you thought this through? Have you decided that, hey, if everything shuts down, can I survive with my wife and my children? Will I have something to eat? Do I have something I can barter with? Something of value? Guns and ammo is a good idea. Everybody needs ammo. It's getting hard to find. It's very expensive. If you had it, it's a good thing to have. A Berkey water filter that we say, yeah, I sell them through the ministry, folks. The best gravity-fed water filter, bar none. When we have them in stock, we have them, and they'll last for years and years and years. Water you can't do. I mean, for $300 or less, you can get a water filter that'll take care of you for water for years. So these are things that you should think about, but financial stability is important. The best you can get are precious metals. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. We got time for another phone call if you want to hurry at 844-769-2944. Melody, you go ahead and make a few statements. We're running out of time. We're down with the last 4 minutes or so.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Butch.
You're welcome.
I didn't know I'd be ending your program. But we had a nice day in gold day. We'll just talk a little bit about gold and silver. Gold today, we had 1909. Silver, as Butch said earlier in the program, 2826. After markets, it shows silver stronger, up a couple pennies. Gold right now in the aftermarket is still a little flat. But, you know, we know where this is heading. The U.S. dollar today is still under 90. It's coming back a little bit. So we'll see a little pressure here and there. You know, we get the jobs report come Friday. You know, that might have some impact and so forth. But really, when you look at these fundamentals, we know the road we're on. And we know what's going to happen. And we truly are. We really can see into the future. We really can. And all you have to do is look to the past. And that allows us to see into the future. And we know that that's our debt is too great to be paid. It's really that Absolutely. Simple. It really Absolutely. Is that simple. We have debt too great to be paid. They will default and then change the value of the treasuries. They will default on the debt. All things will be adjusted accordingly. We might be able to keep the dollar. Is it going to go to zero? We don't know. But even if it goes to 50, back in the 2008, I think it was 2009, maybe 10, when the dollar hit 70, I think it hit 70, 71, you know, and it came back. And look what was happening at that point in time.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be worse this time. So I'm always here for everyone. All they have to do is give us a call at 800-375-4188. I'd be more than happy to, you know, look over your gold and silver portfolios if you need to make any adjustments. I think now's the time. But I don't encourage trading just to trade. But sometimes you can tweak your portfolios. You know, maybe you're heavy in gold, no silver. Maybe you're heavy in silver. And, you know, so there's little things that you can do, particularly if you haven't dealt with us before and you dealt with some of these other people that just sell you whatever they can. So just give us a call and ask for Melanie.
You know, folks, the New Roman 28, it talks about a nation that obeys God. Talking to Israel, and that's talking to us today, that the nation obeys him will always be a lender, never a borrower. America one time was the nation the world borrowed from, and we helped the world. Today we're the greatest, we're the most in debt any nation in the world. We cursed ourselves. At Deuteronomy 28 said what happened. If we turn our back on him, we'd be in debt and have to borrow from other people to survive. We've been doing that for years. We ship all our products from overseas, because it's cheaper, and we can use a dollar for trade right now with them. And a dollar dropping in value, so prices go up even on that. This is why I'm really trying to get you to call, and I am too, at 800-375-4188. I'm not here to sell you a penny, folks. Melly does not pay me to do this. She does pay for airtime, and she didn't say, Pastor Butch, I'll give you $1,000 if you do this. No. No, I do it because I believe in what she's doing, and I believe in her for her honesty and integrity. I've never, in all the years I've dealt with Melody Seastrom, I've never heard one bad thing about Melody Seastrom. I cannot say that about any other dealers I've dealt with over the years. She's the only one I've never heard one negative remark about. None. So 800-375-4188. Down the last 30 seconds, Melody, what do you want to say in closing?
Just give us a call at 800-375-4188. And thank you, Butch, for all you do. And thank you, listeners, for all the support that you give both of us.
Absolutely. Folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow, 394. Give us a call at 800-777-4403. See you.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Seastrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Seastrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.